It was the kind of town that still burned the leaves in the fall. Harold would watch the neighbors rake the leaves into piles in the broad lawns that fronted the streets of the small New England town, and then chuckled as the small boys in the street would charge through them and send them scattering and billowing into the crisp air, and the neighbors who would send the boys scattering through the backyards after they'd had their fun. Fairhaven. Every town, New England. He thought about it as they stood in the cramped Grange Hall, smelling of woolens just taken from the old sea chests and the shiver robes to ward off the premature chill of winter that scudded in on the low-lying clouds out of the rocks and crags of the mountains of New Hampshire. His neighbors wore the woolens, and the radiators knocking on the sides of the Grange Hall announced another flood of heat that would increase the closeness and mustiness and hominess of this place. The four-poster bed that his wife wanted was buried under a mound of lace doilies and hopeful Tiffany lampshades, not-so-solid brass candlesticks, quilts, and an incomplete erector set. It was incomplete because some budding Leonardo had taken up shelter in a coal bin that was promptly filled, burying parts many years ago with shining lumps of anthracite. The surviving girders now reposed atop the four-poster that Betty wanted and would not leave without and had to have or else, and well, it would be such a great addition to their already antique furnished home in Fairhaven. And isn't it just wonderful, Harold, that we should find it here? And when will the auctioneer ever get to it? The predictable earthenware baked bean pot was on the block now. God, if he ever saw another baked bean pot. The circuit auctioneer, making the rounds once every 2 weeks or so, was cleverly hiding the crack that marked the dull clay surface. And some matron whose home was no doubt full to the brim with baked bean pots was bidding furiously, while an equally enthusiastic bidder, a younger one, making her first foray into the world of earthenware baked bean pots, was attempting to outbid her and launch her career of overstuffing her home with items of antiquity, even though this one was cracked. Harold smiled to himself despite the heat of the place and despite the woolens that smelled of mothballs and camphor, despite his wife's urgency to bid on and to get the four-poster bed. Good people, he thought. Fairhaven people. They'd been quiet and courteous when they moved. And his writing, since he had come to the small New England town, had improved, and his articles and lectures were even more in demand without the pressures and obsessive drive of the big city life that they had left behind. Go north, young man, he'd said to himself. And so he and Betty had packed up their things and they had gone north. They'd sought a home in Fairhaven, one that was big and old and had character and antiquity and legend and... If old was character, they had it. If legend was the fact that a previous owner had been a moonshiner, well, they had that too. But Lord, wouldn't that bed ever get out on the block? A couple of hours in the hall with his closeness to camphor-laden, multi-hued wool was about all he could take. Betty wriggled next to him with impatience. He has to admit that she had done a magnificent job on the house, stripping, painting, refinishing. When she first laid eyes on the old antique bed this evening, he knew, and she knew, that they had to have it. From where he stood, it looked as though a little rubbing, a little polishing, a little glue would do the job, and the old bedstead would be ready to become part of their treasures. From where he stood, it looked as though the auction was coming to an end, and not a mention of the bed. It still reposed under a somewhat diminished pile of treasures, and everyone was putting on their coats. Under Betty's urgings, he stepped into the small stage area and asked that the bed be put up for bids. What had been a hall full of round people making a hall full of round noises became a hall full of shrunken people making no noise whatever. The only sound that could be heard was the pounding of the radiators along the wall, forcing the heat into a room that Harold was discovering was becoming more and more stifling with each passing moment. Harold wondered what he had done as he turned from the obviously nervous auctioneer to look around at the crowd. And Abner Kellogg stepped forward.
Harold, being new around here, you don't know about that bed.
The clipped nasal twang of the New England hills filtered through his thoughts. And almost with a start, he turned around to look at the local hardware dealer. Oh, I'm sorry, Abner. I didn't hear you.
I said, being new around here, perhaps you don't know about that bed. It's bad luck, that bed. Plain bad luck. And all these good folks will attest to it.
A murmur of agreement ran through the crowd, and heads nodded sagely and wisely. And a couple of fingers even shook ominously in Harold's direction. A small smile coursed through Harold's features as the reason for the change in the crowd came to him. Superstition. Superstition indeed.
Abe, you make your own luck, he said with finality. And turning to the auctioneer, inquired menacingly, now you going to put that bet up for sale or not?
The tone of his voice led the auctioneer to believe that he had very little choice. The pickup truck was in great shape for as old as it was. Any place else and it would probably be a classic. Harold had bought it from the local garage after he and Betty moved to Fairhaven. He added a few things, repaired a few things, and rebuilt the engine. And it ran fine. It rattled a bit, but ran fine and suited him and his style of living to a T. The bed lay in the back, wrapped in a couple of old blankets that Harold carried. As they drove, he thought about it.
Cheap enough. Not another bidder. Couldn't understand it.
They'd finally gotten a good look at the warmth and tone of the wood. You could see it through the filth and the grime that covered the bed. Would be a job to bring it back, but that's what's so great about wood. You can bring it back. Not like other things.
Not another bidder.
A small finger of uneasiness that began to creep at him was broken by a cry of complaint from his wife when the old truck went over a bump with a good solid chunk. It'll build them like they used to, Betty.